第9項
The extraordinary fascination that gambling has exerted on men and women throughout the ages marks it down as one of the deepest of human instincts. It has existed in various forms in almost all societies, ancient and modern. In ancient Egypt, paintings found in tombs and drawings on pottery depict men or gods throwing dice, either for gambling or fortune-telling, as long ago as 3500 BC. The earliest form of die was a small four-sided bone obtained from the ankle of a sheep or goat. These dice have been found in large numbers on prehistoric sites. Our modern six-sided dice, first found in Iraq and India, date from about 3000 BC. The neat arrangement by which the opposite points of a die always add up to seven was introduced about 1400 BC. There are various theories about the origins of playing cards. One theory traces them back to ancient Korea and another to India, while some historians believe that they are derived from Chinese paper money. What is not in doubt is that they were used initially for fortune-telling. In Europe, they became popular for games from the end of the 14th century. The first reference to a pack of 52 cards occurs in a manuscript dated 1377. It is a small wonder, given the worldwide popularity of gambling, that attempts by civil and moral authorities to suppress it, beginning perhaps with the ancient Greeks who saw it as a threat to the organization of the state, have never been successful for very long. Today, the emphasis has shifted from eliminating gambling altogether to controlling it in socially acceptable forms. Gambling may be defined as playing games of chance or skill when the odds, the chance of winning, are not in your favor. If the odds are in your favor, what you are doing is not gambling. It is a form of investment, and of course, far preferable financially. For in such a case, you are mathematically bound to make a profit, in the long run anyway, just as in any other form of properly conducted business with a fixed return. That, indeed, is how the casino and gambling hall operators work. They always have the odds in their favor. They are running a legitimate business, and they must, in the long run, win. The rest of us are betting against the odds and hoping for some good luck. If the odds are unfavorable, you may ask, why gamble at all? The answer is that it can be an extremely amusing and exciting activity. Although the casino operators are bound to win in the long run, it is the player, any player, who may win a fortune. People who gamble start off in the fond hope that it is going to be their lucky night and that they will break the bank. If they go on and on, however, playing all night and every night, there is little chance that they will keep winning money. In fact, the odds are that they will lose their money in the end.